Twitter brought these volunteers together to welcome the Pope.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
United by a hashtag, Catholics in the U.S. Capitol are carrying out a pledge to walk with Francis. The Archdiocese of Washington started the hashtag for the papal visit. Sarah Yachluck helped create the online pledge so that people could follow the Pope's example and invite others on social media to join in.
They are transforming the city. So the ways they are serving, maybe how they're entering into new methods of prayer or new advocacy methods or doing something kind for their neighbor. But they're bringing that story to life on social media.
At 78 years old, the Pope is an unlikely figure for social media inspiration. He does not own a computer or watch TV, but he tweets in 9 different languages. Local Catholic Laura Rowland was inspired by the Pope's example to go on social media.
The Twitter sphere is blown up with all things Francis.
Rowland had walked by a statue of Jesus as a homeless person outside Catholic Charities in Washington many times, and it made her think more deeply about the Pope's call.
When I heard about the Walk with Francis pledge, I thought, you know, he's really calling me to practice what I say I profess.
But the Walk with Francis hashtag is just part of the papal reach online.
His leaders are much more engaged, so they retweet his tweets. And the Vatican estimates that a popular tweet could reach as many as 200 million people. So it's a huge platform, much bigger than any pope certainly has ever had before.
When Pope Francis arrives at Catholic Charities to bless the meals, he will receive a collection of Facebook and Instagram posts, YouTube videos and tweets recording the acts of service and prayer in the months leading up to his visit.
And I think that that's what I hope he takes away from America, from his visit here in the United States, that we are listening and really feel compelled.
It is the perfect gift for the person whose Twitter handle means Bridge Builder. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.